Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
And thanks for tuning in. As Kim just said, I am Dave Woods, your host. In the Country is celebrating 6 months of up-close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. And Rob and I want to send a big thank you out to all our listeners for their support over the last 6 months. It's been great, and we have many more great interviews on the way for you in the months ahead. So always appreciate you tuning in. And tonight, I want to welcome a very special guest from Nashville. She has just made the move there recently and is doing great on the country scene. It is country singer-songwriter Tori Bigelow. Hi there, Tori.
Hi.
Great to have you on the show. I was listening to some of your songs earlier and really love your voice, and I'm looking forward to on the show today. We're debuting two songs of yours that you just recorded and basically your audience has not heard yet, so I really appreciate us getting to debut those, Tori.
Yes, I'm very, very, very excited, and I'm very glad to be on the show.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, could you take us back, Tori, to when you first started singing? A lot of the guests I talked to started quite young and just never looked back. So can you take us back to when it happened for you?
Oh, man. Well, when I first started singing, I mean, I like to say that I could sing before I could talk. But I guess when I first, like, picked up the guitar and started writing and stuff and all this kind of started happening, I'd probably say about a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Wow, that recently?
Yeah.
Isn't that, you've had a lot happen in the last couple of years then?
Yes, I have. I've had tons happening. I'm very blessed.
Now, how did the songwriting come to you? Did you start singing first and then you added the songwriting, or did it happen at the same time?
Well, I mean, I've always just kind of written in a diary and written poems and stuff, and I just always sang. And then I started taking vocal lessons in seventh grade from my now manager, Robin Ball, and she just kind of was like, you should start the guitar. So I did. And then with the guitar, I co-wrote a song with her and my other manager, Todd Bradley. And then I wrote my first song by myself, Regrets and Lies. And then it just went from there. And I've just been writing ever since.
Wow. And when you first started singing, did you do it at a school stage? Like, was there a moment where you sang in front of a lot of people for the first time?
For the first time, I don't really remember that, but I do remember, like, in fifth grade, I was in the chorus, and I would have solos and stuff, and so I did
right.
a lot of that, and I was in plays, and in sixth grade, I played Annie in my school play. It was just, like, a school production of Annie or whatever, and
was
really fun. So, but, I mean, that's about all I've done.
But that's great, and so my question on that was the response you got back from people in the audience, was it pretty encouraging? They enjoyed your singing?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I guess. I mean, I always, like, you know, people always clapped and stuff. So
right.
I just always just loved doing it. I didn't really care what the audience thought. I just kind of did it. So
you're doing it because it's what you love, which is great.
Yeah.
So who are some of your influences, Tori? Who are some of the artists you listen to on the radio or buy their songs and you really admire as artists?
I really love Brad Paisley. And I like Miranda Lambert and Keith Urban and some, like, more I love alternative bands and stuff like Coldplay and Mayday
yeah.
Parade and Blink-182, and I love Damien Rice. And I don't know, I really love artists who write their own material and who just kind of go out there to do what, you know, they love to do. So
for sure. And when they're writing it, as you are, you're seeing a more personal side of them up there because they're putting themselves into the song. It's usually about their life or something they can relate to, which in turn, you know, the audience can relate to. So that's cool that you've picked up on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it normally, like, people that write their own stuff, it's just way more personal and stuff, and it just, I think, connects with audiences really well, and I've always admired that. So
now, the songs you've worked on to date, do they revolve around relationships, love? One of the songs I mentioned to you earlier on your MySpace site has a great message in it. So do you sort of have message songs and relationship songs?
Well, I don't really know what I have. I just kind of write them, and I don't really mean
right.
to. I mean, the songs that you are, I guess, going to play today, I Lied in Love, those are just about, I guess, relationships, you could say, or relationships that you wish would happen but didn't happen. And then Help Me Believe in Me, it's a song about, well, from my perspective, it's about God, but it could be about anybody. It could be about your mom, your best friend. It could be about anybody who you believe in, anybody who you just have a lot of faith in. So, I mean, I guess I just kind of write what's on my heart, and then people can take it as they want to.
That's great. And you were mentioning about the songs, you don't necessarily try to write them, they just come to you. For people out there listening who may not be songwriters, can you sort of describe that process? How you initially come up with an idea? Are you just kind of walking around and it hits you, and sort of how the song unfolds for you? It's different each time, but sort of one example.
Well, I mean, I really wish I could explain it, and I don't really know how to, because I don't mean to write songs. It's not like I sit down and I'm like, okay, let me think, what do I want to write about today? Like, I don't really mean to. It's just like, I just pick up my guitar and I start strumming or something, and then I just say something that I don't even mean to say. I just say it out loud, just in a melody line that I think will work with what I'm playing. And then sometimes what I say, I'm just like, oh my gosh, wow. And then it just kind of goes from there, and then the rest of the song comes, and I don't really have a process. It just kind of all just kind of comes to me, I guess.
Now, that's really cool. So when that happens and it starts to flow out, you're probably sitting there sometimes going, wow, like, this is really good. Where is it coming from?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, sometimes I listen to my stuff, and I mean, like, I have a problem. Like, I'll write something, but then right after I write it, normally the next day, I don't like it anymore. I just don't.
Ah.
But, I mean, sometimes just the things I say in my songs are songs that sometimes, like, are just too mature for, like, just even me. I'm just like, where does that even come from? But,
right.
I mean,
That's funny. I think as writers, we can write stuff not always necessarily that we've experienced. We can sort of hear other songs. And I know when I was thinking today, when I was, I don't know, 11 or 12, I wrote one of my first songs called Love Left Behind a Broken Heart Tonight. And I don't think back then I knew anything about love, but I just wanted to write a song. So it's funny
yeah.
how we can sort of, emotions can come through us and we can write about all kinds of stuff, which is cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's
yeah.
like, I have a couple, like, you know, just made up songs, like one about, you know, me getting married, which, I mean, obviously hasn't happened,
right.
but there's just some songs that are just completely made up. I don't have many of them just because I'm not that good at it, but I have a couple that are just some cute made up ones.
That's cool. Yeah, that's fun to do for sure. You're kind of just stretching
yeah.
a bit. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, how important are your fans to you, Tori? I know on your MySpace site, lots of fans can communicate with you. And vice versa, and it's a great site. So in general, how have your fans had an impact on your career?
They have had a humongous impact. Like, I mean, I remember the very first day I even made my MySpace, and I would go to my MySpace, and I would have, like, 5 plays a day, and I would be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Like, I would just be so excited. And I have this one fan. Her name is Libby, and, like, I call her Goggy and stuff, and she has come to so many of my shows. And she's the one who has made, like, my fan site, Tori Bigelow or whatever, and she just does such a great job. And literally, since the first day I made my MySpace, she has been, like, my number one fan, and she's so awesome. Like, she's just great. And, like, I get tons of comments and stuff, and even though I can't reply to all of them, like, just seeing what people, you know, say and stuff, like, it means a whole lot to me. And I really, like, you know, it's just, like, I can't even believe it, like, you know, people care that much about what I have to say. Like, I'm only 15, and then, like, my MySpace plays and stuff. Like, I've only had my MySpace for, like, 1.5 years, and I have almost 200,000 plays, and that means so much to me. And, I mean, it's like I wouldn't even, you know, the EP and everything, like, that's happening for me. Like, it would not even be possible if it wasn't for all of them. So it's like, you know, they're the ones that, you know, keep on, like, making the fire burn, kind of, like, it's pretty much all up to them, so.
That's awesome, and that's a great way of looking at it. There, and great to have that kind of support. It keeps you going, and that's wonderful. And it's great that you appreciate your fans so much, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you were talking about your EP, so we're going to play a couple of songs now. Now, these ones, obviously, they're not on your EP that's out, or are these going to be on the EP eventually?
These are going to be on the EP, on the one that's coming out probably end of August to September.
Ah, great. So not that far off.
Nope.
That's pretty exciting. Well, we'll take a break from the talking then, and we'll play one of the songs. But actually, before I do, Tori, I'll just ask you to tell me the writers on it. You're one of the writers I know, and the other writers. And tell us a bit about the song. The first one I'm going to play is called Love.
Love. Well, I actually wrote this song all by myself. And do you want me to just tell you about it, like what inspired it? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. My best friend, I've always had a humongous crush on him, and, you know, he's just never felt that same way back, but it was just kind of about that and me dealing with it, so, and my feelings towards him, so.
Isn't that great, and you were able to put it in the form of a song?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So has he heard it, and has he reacted to it yet?
Yes, he has heard it. I mean, I'm very upfront and honest with him. We're super close. So, you know, after I was done writing it, I was just like, hey, I just wrote a song about you. Like, and I mean, I played it for him, and he actually, he plays guitar and drums and all of that. So what shows that I used to do back home at Georgia and stuff, he actually used to come up and play with me on some of them, and this is one of the songs. So.
Oh, cool. And this is a world premiere here. We're debuting it for the first time, which is great. Everybody, this is Tori Bigelow with Love here on In the Country.
And after all the pain
on In the Country. That is Tori Bigelow with her new song, Love. And a great song it is, Tori. That'll be part of your EP coming out in the fall.
Yes. Oh, yes, it will. Thank you.
Yeah, great song. Enjoyed that. How does it feel listening back to it with all the production and all the bells and whistles on it? Pretty happy with that?
Yeah, the band did such an amazing job. It just turned out so awesome. I just love it.
That's great. And you've been, speaking of bands, now you've been working with James Otto's band, I understand. And James Otto, of course, a big country music star with Just Got Started Loving You being a huge hit for him, and he's had other hits, of course. And he called you a true, honest talent. Now, you've been working with his band?
Yes, I have. I have been.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, they're just so great, and he's so great, and I'm just so lucky and, you know, blessed to, you know, because Robin and Todd, Robin, you know, knows Todd, and, you know, obviously Todd knows Robin, and they're my managers, and
yep.
Todd is James's tour manager, and it just kind of, like, one thing led to another, and they've just kind of been behind me and supporting me and stuff, and I think it's so great. I'm so thankful.
That's great support to have an artist like that believe in you that much. So that is very encouraging.
Yes, it's I can't even like put to words. It just makes me so like.
Now you made the move recently from Marietta, Georgia to Nashville, a big move for you. What was that, exciting and nerve wracking all at the same time?
Oh man, it was very nerve wracking and very exciting at the same time. I mean, it wasn't just my music. There were also some other reasons as to why we moved up here. But all in all, it turned out to be a really great thing. And God kind of, you know, everything happens for a reason. And God has a plan as to why we moved up here and everything. So I'm just kind of, you know, trying to be faithful about it all and just kind of having a positive attitude because I think that some great things might be happening.
Sounds good. And, yeah, from the sounds of it, some great things going on with you. Favorite concerts I wanted to ask you about, Tori. Have there been some concerts recently you've been to that have just really wowed you?
There actually, sadly, have not. I don't go to many concerts just because mainly I think it's just, like, a money factor. I mean, it's just, like, you know, concerts and, you know, getting that lucky chance when the artist you like is in town and being able to go and just, you know, stuff like that. Last summer I went to Warped Tour, which is all like, you know, alternative music. And that was really fun. That was, you know, I thought it was just great, but I haven't really been to any concerts really recently. I went to James's concert like last summer and, you know, he's always great
cool.
to me. I just think he's awesome, but that was about it.
Well, that's cool. There'll be more concerts, of course, in the future. And now, what about yourself performing? I noticed on your MySpace site you've got some performances coming up. Is that with a full band or you and your guitar? How does that work?
Most of them are just me and my guitar because, you know, the band, they're with James a lot. So, you know, we kind of have to work around their schedule. But it's mainly just me and my guitar. And, you know, I'm just kind of going out there and doing what I like to
that's
do.
Cool.
So.
That's cool. Yeah, all you really need for the song is you and your guitar, and people can focus on your voice. Are you pretty comfortable on stage?
I'm getting better. I have like the worst case of nerves, so you know, that's kind of been my thing to overcome this summer. Is I've been up here a lot doing writers' nights and stuff, and each time I go on, I'm a little less nervous. So I'm really excited. It's finally going away.
That's awesome. We're speaking with Tori Bigelow here on In the Country, and we debuted a song earlier from her. And we're going to debut another song, which is called I Lied. So can you tell us about that song, Tori, before I play it for our listeners?
I was actually up here in Nashville with another artist, Alia Christian, and we were just chilling in the back room of the house we were staying at, and we were just kind of sitting there, and I just wrote the song in like 20 minutes. It was so weird, and it was about a boy last summer that I liked a whole lot, and it was just kind of about me dealing with the fact that he changed his mind about liking me, and me and him, you know, we haven't really been on good terms ever since, and it was just kind of me dealing with my feelings for him, so.
And did you feel better after writing it that you sort of got to express that?
Yeah, I felt a lot better. I was kind of like, everything I needed to say, okay, it's like, it's in the song, that's good. And I was also like, you know, one day if he ever hears this, he'll like, he'll know it's about him. Well, hopefully, I hope he knows it's about him if he ever hears it, because it is.
That sounds great. So this is Tori Bigelow, a world premiere of one of her songs called I Lied. You're listening to In the Country. It's a world premiere song from Tori Bigelow. That is called I Lied, and you are tuned into In the Country. We're speaking with Tori. Tori, I wanted to ask you, I ask a lot of the artists if they come from musical families, and it's interesting, in some cases they're the only one who ever has done music in the family, and sometimes it's been passed on down the generations. What is it like in your family with the music?
My mom has, she has a great voice, and she plays piano and stuff, and she loves Broadway, and she always wanted to be on Broadway when she was younger and stuff, so I've kind of always grown up, you know, with her playing piano and us singing songs together on the piano and stuff. And my dad, he can sing too, and he's, you know, done singing in plays and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, I mean, I've just kind of always grown up with music, just kind of always being around. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I don't have like rock star parents or anything, but I just kind of, you know, music has always been something, you know, it's either on or my mom's playing the piano or something. So.
That's cool. Yeah. And I think when you grow up in that kind of environment, it just comes naturally to you to sing and to play an instrument because you're surrounded by it. So it's sort of an easy thing to follow.
I mean, like, guitar for me wasn't, I guess you could say, natural. It kind of took a little bit. And
sure.
My fingers kind of bled sometimes. But, but you know, I think it's just like if you want something in this, then, you know.
Definitely. You got to work at it. Yeah, it certainly doesn't come easy, the actual work part of it. But you're pursuing it. And I want to thank you, Tori, very much. We're just down to our last few moments, last few minutes here. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and we're all looking forward to your EP that's coming out in September. Will we be able to find that place to order it at your MySpace site?
Yes, you should be. You should be able to find like a place to order and links to, I think, like iTunes and stuff for all of that. So.
Oh, great. So I'll just let our listeners know they can head over to your MySpace site. And so it's myspace.com/...
Tori Bigelow.
Perfect. And the last name, Bigelow. And, of course, Tori is T-O-R-I, for those who are going to write it down. And I'll encourage you to head on over to Tori's MySpace site. So thanks again, Tori, and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. My guest today has been country artist Tori Bigelow. Tune in next time for another up-close and personal interview with one of your favorite country artists. I'm Dave Woods, and The Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.